You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to build a successful solo business while cultivating a life of freedom and purpose along the way. I'm your host, Nia Lewis. Let's jump right on in. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. As always, thank you for tuning in each week. If you are new here, my name is Nia Lewis, and I help entrepreneurs achieve clarity and focus that is necessary to crush your business goals. So I provide value to entrepreneurs through one-on-one coaching and by sharing educational resources like this podcast. I actually created this podcast to help connect entrepreneurs with resources that will help them reach greater levels of success. And I've found that by forming a community centered around this mission, I am really able to reach entrepreneurs and help them succeed. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and join my Facebook group linked in the description of this episode called Hustle with Purpose to connect and network with other bosses and consume even more valuable content. All right, so our topic of conversation today is content marketing. You probably read the title for this, and you may have been wondering what content marketing is, or perhaps you are familiar with content marketing and you just aren't using it, or maybe you just like to know a little bit more information about content marketing so that you can use it to benefit your marketing strategy. So today I want to give you my three-step strategy for using content marketing to attract customers. But before I jump into the strategy here, I want to actually define what content marketing is, what it's used for, and I want to share with you the primary functions of target content marketing compared to other forms of content marketing. I just want to make sure we are all on the same page here before I jump into my strategy. So if you are already familiar with content marketing, then I'm just going to repeat some stuff you already know. But if you're not, I'm going to inform you about what content marketing is so we are all on the same page. So by definition, according to the online Oxford Dictionary, content marketing is a type of marketing that involves the creation and sharing of online material, such as videos, blogs, and social media posts that do not explicitly promote a brand, and content marketing is intended to stimulate interest in its products or services. I'm going to give you one more definition here that I think really represents what content marketing is, and then I'm going to break this down for you in simpler terms. So according to another definition I found on the Content Marketing Institute website, content marketing is a strategic marketing approach focused on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience and ultimately to drive profitable customer action. So I find that both of these definitions together really represent what content marketing is and what we use it for. Now, I'm just going to break this down for you in simpler terms. Now, our goal in using content marketing is to create valuable resources such as blogs, YouTube videos, podcasts like this one, social media content. And our goal in creating that is to distribute it to an established target market who wants to see and consume whatever we have to share. So again, this content must be valuable. You can't just create a BS YouTube video and expect people to want to support what you do. The content must be valuable and it must be distributed consistently or it won't be effective. So this content should stimulate interest in what you do, eliminating the need for you to directly say, hey, my sale's going on, here's a coupon code, buy my product right now. No, content marketing eliminates the need for you to even do that at all. So simply stated, we create content and we use it to market our products and services in a way that doesn't feel salesy. Have you ever been in a situation where someone was just trying to sell you something the whole time and it just made you feel uncomfortable and it just made you really want to escape from that situation altogether just to get away from this salesy, annoying, awkward salesperson. You don't want to make your customers feel like that. And we eliminate that altogether by engaging in content marketing that takes away the need for us to even post coupons and sales and stuff like that. So through content marketing, we're not being salesy. Instead, we're building relationships with our audience over time. And this helps us to increase trust between ourselves and our customers and to eventually sell. So before I jump into the strategy here, I want to give you three other things you need to know about content marketing before you even consider incorporating content marketing into your marketing strategy. So first off, content marketing is not a strategy you should use within your marketing strategy to make a quick buck. This is not how we make quick money. Content marketing is about providing value, building relationships, building trust to eventually sell. And you can think, if you think about any relationship you've had with anybody ever in life, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't build a relationship with a best friend overnight. It doesn't happen in a day. It doesn't happen in a week. It doesn't happen in a month. It may take even a year to really feel like you trust a to the core best friend. So just like that, just like building a relationship with a real human being in your life, you need to see that building relationships with your customers is the same. Your customer isn't going to find you on YouTube and after watching your first video, trust you enough to give you $100 for one of your products or services. No, it takes time and it takes consistency. So if you are looking to find a marketing strategy that helps you make $1 million by the end of next week, then you need to just go ahead and click off this podcast now, because this is not the marketing strategy for you at all. Okay. You also need to understand that it takes much more time and effort to get a sale using content marketing than other forms of marketing. But the work pays off big time in the end, because although you put a lot of work into developing a content marketing strategy in the beginning, when you first start incorporating the strategy into your marketing strategy, into your marketing plan, you put in obviously a lot of work, but in the end, you have this beautiful community of supporters who will buy and purchase your products because they like you, they trust you, and they believe in your business because you've built solid relationships with people. So while content marketing is something that takes a lot of time on the front end and you put in a lot of work without seeing much money in the beginning, in the end, you'll find that it really does pay off. And I'll give you a few examples of how it pays off later on. And then another thing you need to know about content marketing before we jump into the strategy is that you have to give value first in order to make money. So you may post 10 YouTube videos and you may have spent 15 hours on these YouTube videos. At the end of 2 months, you will be 2 months into content marketing via YouTube and you will not even make a dime. You won't be making any money from YouTube. You may have not had any clients reach out to you yet, and that's okay. Your goal in content marketing is to give value first and expect money later. So obviously, content marketing shouldn't be your only course of action within your marketing strategy. You need to be employing other types of marketing strategies as well, because you have to make money. But in the end, you will be happy that you engaged in content marketing to build a community to attract your ideal customer in the end. So I just wanted you to understand these three important aspects of content marketing that you need to be aware of before you decide to jump into this strategy. You can really look at these three elements of content marketing and decide now whether or not this is something that's fitting for what you do. Okay, so now that we are on the same page, we know what content marketing is and we understand why we use it, let's go ahead and jump into the strategy. I want to share with you how I go about implementing content marketing as a strategy into my marketing plan for my business. And this is a three-step approach that I use. So step one, If you are looking to implement a content marketing strategy, you need to figure out who your target audience is. It's very, very important to know who you're trying to reach with this content and what they want to consume. So this is important because in order for content marketing to actually work, your core messages need to align with what your target audience actually wants to see and consume. So when I say your core message, what I'm talking about is what you are communicating through that content. The messages I communicate through my content are very clear. It's business building, success, and self-improvement. That's it. I know that my target customer, my early stage entrepreneur that I'm speaking to through my content, wants to know how to build their business. They want to know how to become their best selves as an entrepreneur because they may be experiencing some discouragement or imposter syndrome, things like that, that are limiting their ability to achieve their greatest potential in business. So I not only communicate what's important to know to build your business through my content, but I also communicate how to become a better entrepreneur for your business through my content. So I'm telling you this to help you see what you can be communicating or what you can communicate to your audience through content. Content marketing will never work for you if you create content that your audience doesn't want to see. So you have to define who you want to attract in order to narrow down what your audience is interested in consuming. So if you haven't narrowed down who your target audience is, fear not, because I'm here to tell you exactly how to do that. So you need to get crystal clear about who your ideal customer is. I call this process creating an ideal client profile. In creating an ideal client profile, you're actually writing out maybe even something that looks like a social media profile. You can structure it like that, but you need to give your ideal client a name, and you need to figure out what their age would be, what their personality is, what their needs are relating to what you do, what their challenges are relating to what you do and what you offer, what their values are. You need to determine their gender, their lifestyle. All of these demographics are important to know so that when you create content, your ideal customer feels like you are speaking directly to them. So knowing your target audience will help you more effectively tailor content to who you are looking to reach. Have you ever read a post on social media or a blog, and when you read it, you just really felt like that message was exactly for you? You listen to something, you hear something, you read something, and you're like, oh my God, did this person create this blog just for me? This is exactly what I'm going through. This is exactly what I'm experiencing. This is crazy. How do they even know? So that is just a great example of how someone has created content that was so fitting. They knew who their target audience was. They knew what they wanted to see and what they wanted to consume. And in that way, they were really successful at speaking directly to you because they knew you so well before they even created that content. So a great audience analysis exercise in getting crystal clear about who your ideal customer is to ask yourself these questions. Who am I trying to reach? What does this person value? What do they like? What is their personality? When would my customer like to consume this information? You want to make sure the information, the content you're creating is timely. Where does my target audience hang out? Where can I find them? And we'll get to why this where is important in a second. And why should my audience care about what I offer? Why would they want to consume content from me? If you can't answer the who, what, when, where, and why surrounding who your ideal customer is and what you can do for them, then you're really going to have some trouble here with content marketing. So you need to fill in the gaps in terms of determining what the age demographics of your target audience is. And then you need to also answer these who, what, when, where, why questions in order to get a really clear picture of who your ideal customer is. So you want to create this ideal client profile. So there's a little activity you can do to help you with this. I want you to grab a sheet of paper and write down this demographic information that represents your target audience. Even take it as far as to go to Pinterest or to another website and find a photo of a real person that looks like who you are writing your content for. Having a visual of who you're talking to through your content will help you really speak to that person through your content as if you were talking directly to them. So once you have this written out, you have found a little photo of who would look like your perfect customer. And then you've written out all their demographic information, what they like, what their personality is, who they're who, what, when, where, and why, relating to who they are and what you can do for them. You've written all that out. You will have a crystal clear picture of who your target audience is, who you're looking to reach through your content, and why they should care. And you should also have some ideas here about what content you can provide to your audience that provides value beyond your products or services. Just think, I'm a business coaching consultant. I typically meet with entrepreneurs one-on-one, and I also provide these educational resources. But although I provide one-on-one coaching, my value as a consultant and a coach goes way beyond those one-on-one meetings. My value is through podcasting. My clients can get free resources from me through social media, through my Facebook group, through my YouTube, through email blasts, you know? So although this one client this month can pay for an hour of time with me by connecting with me, I provide them with value far beyond that hour they paid for to talk with me. So that's where I'm going with this here. You need to figure out who you're trying to reach to be able to provide value beyond what you offer through content. And before we move on to step two of this three-part strategy here, I want to note that really the purpose of this exercise in understanding who our target audience is, what they need, and what their motivations are, the purpose of this is to understand the difference between what we do and what we need to talk about. There is a huge difference between what we do and what our customers need to know about what we do. So many times as entrepreneurs, we are so excited about our businesses that we want to tell our customers all the things about what we do that are important to us without understanding what about what we do is actually important to our customers. We may be so excited about the fact that we found a great vendor. We may be so excited about all the production and all the blood, sweat, and tears and the behind the scenes stuff that went into bringing our business to life. But our customers don't really care about that. I mean, some people care about research and development, but most people don't. So we, in understanding what our customers want, we actually learn about what we need to talk about our business to our customers, as opposed to always talking to our customers about what's important to us. One of the biggest mistakes that early entrepreneurs make is to talk about themselves and their product rather than the things their customers really care about. So this is a huge misunderstanding. And I just wanted to make that clear and to exemplify here how getting to know our target audience kind of helps us move past that obstacle that a lot of entrepreneurs experience. Okay, so on to step two. After you have gotten crystal clear about who your target audience is and what they value and what their needs are and their motivations, you know exactly who you are speaking to through your content. You then need to decide what content you want to create, and you also need to decide how to distribute it. So when it comes to deciding what types of content to create and how to distribute it, it can feel really overwhelming because there are a lot of different options out there relating to creating content and where to distribute it. So we have YouTube, we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. There's the option for email blast. You can start a blog through your website. You can be a podcaster. I mean, there are so many different options out there. But when it comes to narrowing down what option is best for you, you really need to think about who your target audience is and where they hang out. Remember when I told you guys it's important to know where to find your target audience? Well, this is why. So you need to figure out what platforms, what digital platforms your audience is hanging out at. And if your audience isn't online, then you need to start creating content to distribute at local events in your area. If you find that your target audience is not online, I don't want you guys to think that content marketing is only strictly to be used online, because you can create some powerful content and distribute it at vendor events or at events where you're a speaker or at workshops. So you can create some really powerful content that isn't necessarily distributed online. But me personally, I specialize in online marketing. So that's kind of where my brain goes when I think about marketing. So anyways, you can choose an online platform, or you can choose to distribute your content in person at workshops, at events, etc. But you need to figure out what your audience wants to see. You need to figure out what is trending, where there's demand in terms of what types of content you can create. And you need to figure out how you plan to distribute it. You want to make sure the platform you use to distribute your content is a platform that your audience is familiar with and a platform your audience already uses. So if your target audience doesn't use Facebook, then that is not a platform you want to use primarily to distribute valuable content. You want to figure out where your audience hangs out, what platforms they already use, and figure out how you can connect with them on those platforms to share content. If you are having trouble coming up with content to share, you can't really think of anything that relates to your industry that you can provide in terms of content, I would take a look at what your competitors are doing and do a little bit of research and figure out what types of content they're sharing. That'll give you some ideas. Once you see what types of content your competitors are sharing, figure out how to do what they're doing better than how they're doing it. Here's an example. If I were to sell hair products or some sort of natural hair products, I may indirectly promote my products or services through content marketing by making YouTube videos that show how well my products work. I may do hair tutorials. If I were a wedding planner and I wanted to engage in content marketing, I may do some floral arrangement tutorials for DIY brides who wanted to learn how to create really simple decor with fresh flowers. So I hope you're seeing here how you can use the skills that you have to provide value to your customers beyond just your product or service offerings. That is the goal through content. So here in step two, you need to be thinking about what types of content you can share based on what your audience is interested in. And then once you know that, you need to think about what platforms your audience already uses, where they're hanging out, what platforms they're familiar with, and decide where to share your content. All right, on to step three of this three-part strategy. Last, you want to form a community around what you do. This is called building a tribe. When you build a tribe, you create a loyal fan base of support, but you can't make the tribe all about you. So in creating this tribe for your business, you need to tailor it to the interests of your audience. I'll go back to this, or I'll build upon this natural hair company example I gave you. So if I sold natural hair products and I wanted to create a community centered around what I do, I wouldn't call that group Nia's Natural Hair Products Fans. That is not an effective way to build a tribe. I'd want to call that group something like Natural Hair Lovers in the United States, something like that, that connects my group of target customers together based on one overarching interest. And then within the group, I may use content and share tutorials that promote my products or services indirectly. When I created a tribe, I decided to create a Facebook group for entrepreneurs to connect, to uplift each other, and to share valuable resources. So there are lots of different options for bringing people together around one central idea or interest. You can create a local networking group. You can create a text group. You can create an Instagram group. You can create a LinkedIn group. Figure out, again, where your audience hangs out. And once you figure that out, also think about how you can bring people together based on one common interest that relates to what you do. Research suggests that when you create a tribe centered around your product offerings or service offerings, in the long run, you eventually spend less money on marketing because you have such a strong community of support there for your business that word of mouth travels from your tribe out into the community to bring you new business. And then also you don't have to work so hard to constantly attract new business because your tribe of loyal and consistent customers and followers support your business enough so that you don't even have to go out and constantly find new people to support you. So I see a lot of value in using your content to also distribute to a tribe and really building relationships with people that you want to support you in the long run. You don't want hit and run customers that support you once and then you never hear from them again. Your goal through content marketing is to attract customers, but keep those customers and really nurture those customers so that they are with you in your tribe of support for the long run. But in order for your customers to do that, you have to treat them well and you have to provide to them valuable resources that they really enjoy and want to consume. I hope these tips and this business advice about content marketing helps you in the development of your business. Just to recap this three-part strategy, you want to do research to figure out exactly who your target audience is and what they want to see based on their demographics, their personality, and their needs. You then want to choose an appropriate platform based on who your target audience is, what they want to see, and where they hang out. You want to make sure you are distributing content that your audience actually wants to see, and you want to make sure you're distributing content where your audience will actually see it. So you want to choose a platform for content distribution that your audience is familiar with, knows how to use, and really hopefully is already using. Then in step three, we want to build a tribe centered around one common interest relating to what we do. When we build a tribe, we create a loyal fan base of support, but we can't make the tribe all about us. So remember to make your tribe tailored to the interests of whoever your target audience is made up of. So that is all I have for this week. Again, I hope these tips help you in your journey as an entrepreneur. And I have a special gift for you. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go to my website, neawithpurpose.com, to download your free marketing ebook. I hope you have a great week and continue to move onward, upward, and forward. I will be back next week with another episode. Until next time.